Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny, with pleasant temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A great day to be outdoors, with mild breezes throughout. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF killed a Hamas operative in Gaza earlier today. This marks the first airstrike in over a week. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes a statement from a Netanyahu advisor. Egypt, they say, is not the Arab country using diplomacy to lower Israel's guard. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights Hamas's shifting tactics. The group is reportedly playing negotiation games amid increasing military pressure. Separately, an Arab American group is suing major U.S. companies over Israel aid. This news comes from JNS. And finally, turmoil at the White House. Mariv reports that Caroline Leavitt will leave her post as spokesperson at the end of the month. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about a video showing clashes between Israeli settlers and soldiers in the West Bank. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English shared insights from Yuri Sak, a former Ukrainian Defense Ministry advisor. He argues more North Korean troops won't change battlefield dynamics. Honest reporting questions why Hassan Abu Warda remains listed as a media director despite links to a militant group. They posted earlier today demanding an update. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF airstrike in Gaza. According to the Times of Israel, the military targeted a commander planning attacks on troops. This strike follows a lull in airstrikes, and the IDF denies any changes to their engagement rules, despite U.S. discussions. Civilians in Gaza could face increased tensions as a result. Turning to diplomacy, the Jerusalem Post highlights a controversy sparked by a Netanyahu advisor's comments. The advisor dismissed claims that Egypt is using diplomacy deceptively. This raises concerns about strategic trust among regional partners. The implications could affect future peace talks. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom explores Hamas's evolving approach under military pressure. The organization appears to shift between negotiation and reliance on aid when struggling to maintain control. This strategy may complicate efforts to stabilize the region. Separately, JNS reports on a lawsuit filed by an Arab American group against U.S. companies. The suit alleges these companies enabled Israeli military actions. This legal move might influence future U.S. military aid policies. Finally, on the international stage, Mariv covers Caroline Leavitt's departure from the White House. This change is part of a broader shakeup as President Trump reorganizes his team. It could impact U.S. communication strategies moving forward. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Mariv Business, Chinese companies are quietly increasing their control over European automotive supply chains. This move could reshape global automotive dynamics and impact Israeli exports. Separately, KeyTech reveals a dangerous Zoom vulnerability discovered using AI. Cyber researchers say AI models completed work in less than a day, highlighting the growing role of AI in cybersecurity. And finally, from Walla Business, a tax surge in July saw revenues rise by 12%. The increase is attributed to economic growth and could support further public investments in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.